So, hello. So I will talk about automating BGP peerings in DN42 and how you can do the same. And I hope you will want to do the same after. To start, who am I? I'm Yassine Cartio. I work as a HPC system administrator at the University of Luxembourg. I'm a FOSS enthusiast for a long time. I contribute to small things here and there, especially PKG build on Arch Linux. It's also my first time presenting at FOSSDEM. So just to start, I explain what is DN42. It's a decentralized network aimed at mimicking the real internet, and it's an educational playground where you can test, where you can manipulate internet technologies and protocols without, in a safe environment, without any risk of breaking the real internet. It's real world like, which means it's an overlay network, and it aims also at replicating difference of bandwidth, of latencies. It's used mainly as an education playground, also at interconnecting communities such as hackerspaces, home labs, sometimes some events, and it's ideal for testing anyway. Internet protocols, such as BGP, of course. It's completely community-driven, so nobody's paid to work on DN42, to my knowledge. It's completely a hobbyist network. It's an overlay network, so it's built above the internet using mainly VPN tunnels. I've seen a lot of WireGuard tunnels, especially. It's quite large scale. Well, not internet scale, but there is something like 1,000 participants, so 1,000 autonomous system numbers, I think around 2,000 routes, 2,000 IPv4 plus IPv6 prefixes. It's also technology agnostic, so you're encouraged to use FOSS to join, but if you want to join with a Cisco switch, up to you. And it uses a private address space for IPv4, IPv6, and private ASN numbers. So this is actually a visualization of the DN42 network. You see each dot is an AS, and the links are peering links. So there is a whole ecosystem in DN42. There is a source of truth, which is the registry, basically a big Git repository with all the objects for AS numbers, prefixes. There is also identity services with WIS, there is a CA, there is a authoritative and DNS for the DN42 TLD, which is only valid inside DN42. It supports ROA, RPKI. There is plenty of community services hosted internally, like Looking Glasses, IRC servers, boards, real-time maps, shell servers. Shell servers are quite nice because you can connect to the other side of the network and see what happens to your packets, and use standard Linux commands to debug your network, in example. There is a web pages, radio server. Radio are quite nice to generate some traffic. There is gaming servers. There's a whole list on the DN42 website. So I have to explain a bit my part of the network. My network, experimental network on DN42, is called FlipFlap. There is my ES number in the top right corner, and my prefixes. It's based on VPS servers in many geographic locations. It's mainly built with Debian 13 and Bird. So it's multi-home and multi-pop. So I have many routers and many POP, point of presence, which is a router, and many peering. I use WireGuard tunnels personally. and I have a full mesh network inside my network between my servers. You can actually follow my guide. I pushed all my notes on my blog and all my system configs on GitHub. And it was something which was missing when I experimented with DN42 in the beginning. So all my system configs are dumped on there. This is my registry objects. So to participate to DN42, you have to make actually a pull request with your objects. You need a maintainer object, an ES autonomous system object. You need, of course, prefixes, roots. You can have a domain name. So this is my objects. What's important is actually to define source of authentication in your maintainer object, so like a GPG key or SSH key or both. And this is the map of my small network. There are bigger networks inside DN42, but mine is quite nice because it's international with 4 countries in Europe and 2 in North America. So I have real-life latencies above the internet. And I make use of 2 main dynamic routing protocols, BGP for for the external routing, so with inter-AS routing, and Babel internally, which works quite well on an overlay network. Okay, so nice setup. That was very, very nice. End of the story. No, the problem is that after setting this up, I had like 0 traffic on my network. So okay, that was nice, but I wanted to play more. And my main limitation is that I just had not enough peers and I had no transit. And so I wanted to scale up my network and I provided an automatic peering service so that people can request BGP peering session with me and it's configured automatically on my side. So I wrote a small tool which is called DN42 SSHD Autopeer, sorry for the lack of inspiration. It's a self-service CLI over SSH to request and set up BGP peering sessions. It aims to be KISS. I have 1 instance of the daemon per POP. It features authentication against the DN42 registry, so there is nothing to configure manually for the other participants. It's a custom SSH daemon using Paramico, so some of you may know Paramico because it's a Python library to write SSH clients, but you can also use it to write SSH daemons. There is a custom CLI based on the CMD class, and it generates WireGuard tunnel and bird to BGP peering configuration. And it's MIT licensed, so you can just fork on GitHub, there is a link. And demo time, that's very the impressive part of the talk. You can SSH to one of my POP. So here, I impersonate another participant. Okay, you have access, once you SSH, you have access to my custom CLI. Okay, some commands. You can use the command peer create to give your WireGuard endpoint information and register it, plus link local IPv6 address for the interconnection. And if you use then peer config, there is a summary of the configuration on both sides, plus an extract of configuration for WireGuard and Bird. Okay, then you can use peer status, and because it's there's a periodic task in the background, it generates the peering session every 5 minutes. So first try, it didn't work. And 5 minutes after, the WireGuard tunnel is done, and the BGP peering session is up. So that's it for the tool. So personally, I set it up on all my pops so the users can just SSH to it on port 4242 and use peer create, peer config, peer list, peer remove, and peer status commands that I demonstrated just before. That's actually how it works. The user requests the peering session. The daemon commits to a local database, and there is a periodic task which queries a local database and deploys a config. The local database is actually SQLite, so it's lightweight, and I wanted to keep it KISS. So, I hope now you want to try DN42 and peer with me. How to join the party? You need at least one host with a public IP. So most of DN42 seems to be above IPv6, which means you don't even have to pay for an IPv4. You submit a pull request to the Git-based registry, then you connect with others via manual or automatic pairing. So there's a lot of things happening on IRC and the mailing list. And step three, you set up your BGP router. Like Bird. Personally, I did it with Debian and Bird2, which is the most documented way of doing it, but you can use whatever implementation you want. So there is a big getting started guide on the DN42 website that you can have a look. So my advice is start small. This was my first network actually. I had only two pops at the same location and five peering sessions, and actually I lost it because it was a physical server and it died. So if I can give a few tips for people who want to try, avoid bare metal, it's always fail. And delegate the hardware and automate. Especially, you want to try to have different geographic location, and the way of doing it is include services. Sorry for that. Try to you're going to replicate your installation several times. So if you personally, I automated everything with Terraform and Ansible. And actually, my Ansible that I linked there just deployed my auto peering service. So you can have a look if you want to replicate. Another tips, if you want to keep your DN42 infrastructure, if you want to maintain it, it should be quite low cost, obviously. So you can use residential hosting, but one of the big drawbacks is the latency. And latency matters actually in if you want to have a network traffic and transit. You can abuse public cloud free tiers or promotional credits. I will not make advertisement for clouds. You can buy low-cost dedicated servers. That's what I did in the beginning, and that's how I lost how I lost my first network. Or there are community providers, and I want to thank BoxyBSD and Gyptazy, which actually provide free instances. So as a conclusion, this is the progression of my AS in the past year. You see the moment I introduced DN42 SSHD autopeer in April. At that moment, I had a nearly linear creation of peering sessions with me. And my AS progressed in the ranking of DN42 autonomous systems to position 22. I think now I'm 18. So it's, it's a small achievement, but it's honest work. it's a ranking by centrality. And now as a conclusion, so I think my auto-peering service greatly simplifies peering in DN42. By automating configuration exchange, it's a lot faster than using emails or IRC. For future work, I think I should really improve the configuration and generation and deployment process, because actually at the moment there is a bit of glue involved with bash scripts, but I don't. I like to support GPG-based authentication, because I know some people don't use Some people don't use SSH authentication in the registry, so I'd like to support GPG. And what I would really like is to see over AES maintainers.
Just keep it off.
Okay. Okay. What I would really like is to see over DN42 AES maintainers trying adopt my service and trying it. As a broader vision, I think we should create more peerings within DN42. I think it's too centralized at the moment. And one of my initial problems was that I had no transit through my AS. And I think if we had more automatic peering services within the DN42 network, then it would be less centralized. And I think it's what we should aim for. I still have some time. What I would really like to say is it's really an awesome, unique environment to learn about networking, DN42. And if I hope you want to try now, it's a lot better than what you can do in a classroom or in a home lab with services at the same place with 1 millisecond latency. Here you will have a real something which looks like real world with flip-flapping links, packet loss, strange latencies, and bandwidth issues. That's it. So, thank you for your attention. Left as an exercise, you can download the slides with this QR code, but it's on DN42, so you have to join first. And if you have any questions.
We'll try your microphone again. Let's have it on the recording.
There you go. Thank you very much. So I have some connections with RIPE, which you might know about, and NLNOG, which is the Dutch Network Operators Group. And I've seen some interest in the DN42 networks already there. But do you know if there's any presence like the NLNOG Ring project available in DN42, which is a monitoring system like Looking Glass with shell servers? They might be interested in actually deploying there as well. Do you know anything of that?
Absolutely not, I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay, thank you very much.
But I'm interested. We can chat after in the corridor. Yeah, I do have some other
questions. Any more questions? Okay, then that's it. Thank you very much.